only thing we have to fear.
The economic health of this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner. Along with Cowboy Troy Harmon.
What's going on, Bill?
You know we call him Cowboy Troy.
Yeah, I know. We call him other things too.
Not to my face.
Not in here.
And then we got Dr. Gene Hensler in the house.
Yeah.
And, before
Troy's the head of research in the CFA.
Now, look, before y'all get into all that boring stuff, see, I want to pick up where you left off on the, we were talking before we came on the show about your CFA insight last night.
Yeah, well, I'm talking a lot about the middle class and how it's, really under pressure. The average, income or median income, I think for, the middle class is around $46,000 to $47,000 a year. After tax, you get down into the high 30s and it's getting more and more difficult to purchase those goods that you expect to purchase on that median income, in a middle class.
It has not increased meaningfully in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's been a tough thing. We just haven't seen growth. There's been very little growth, period, in personal income in the United States. And the most part of it that has gained has been the people who are in the upper levels of income.
Right. Yeah, and the low end is going the other direction. Yeah. So it's one of those things. It's getting increasingly more difficult. We need to see GDP growth, overall growth in the economy, and while we're getting more than many other countries, it's still not enough to sustain that middle class. You can see it in the investments that we make too. You've got companies on the high end like a Coach or some of these, Michael Kors, I know, just came out with some huge earnings.
Right.
Had a nice bounce.
And then you see the Walmarts hurt.
Right.
You see the Targets hurt. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Are not doing as well.
Yeah. And then a lot of those folks are moving down to the Dollar General or, the smaller
They're
price
not doing
stores.
Well either.
Well, better than those in the middle, for sure.
Yes. It's right. The same thing with restaurants, for example.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The middle range ones get hurt.
I mean, you're kind of making the argument that maybe I shouldn't be in stocks.
Oh, I'm making the argument you shouldn't be in certain stocks.
You got to be careful no matter what you do, without a doubt. All stocks are not created equal, Bill.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
You'll go out and get yourself a little of that Amazon.com. That stock out there is a great company, 536 times earnings.
Yeah.
Sound familiar to you?
Earnings are catching up.
They're going to take over
the
world.
They got a long way to go.
They're going to take over the world.
Yeah. So
we'll talk a little bit more.
Let's talk a little bit about the economy in terms. We're getting a lot of economic news out, and it is very, very mixed. Troy and I were talking.
Absolutely.
I take a look. ISM manufacturing, which is a key index, has fallen from 56 to 51, and that's a big drop. 50 is advancing the economy.
Right, but yeah, anything above that, right.
It's not good to see it, but the biggest part of the makeup of that index is new orders.
Right.
They have shrunk. Chain store sales are down. We talked about in the third quarter, everybody's hunky-dory because people were spending more. The reason people were spending more, they were dipping into savings.
Right.
That's not healthy. That can only be maintained for so long a period of time.
Right. Yeah. It's always kind of suspicious when they start blaming the weather, but that's exactly what they're doing with that chain store sales number. And then we have factory orders too that are negative.
I smell a recession.
1.5%.
I smell a slowdown. I don't see these guys talking 3% growth next year. I see 1.5, 2 maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. I don't see big growth coming on with that kind, because there are some positives. The housing market is still growing, but it's going to grow at a slower pace. There aren't a lot of lots around. I don't know if you guys have noticed. There's a lot of in-building and stuff like that. Remember, no one put any plastic in the ground for probably, the last 8 years. Think about that. When we see a new development, go in there and put all the plastic in and, have the, what do you call them?
Right.
PVC.
PVC
Farms
and stuff like that. And most of the smart guys bought those things about 3 or 4 years ago. So some people have, the bigger builders have got those kind of things out there.
You know, the thing that's strange about that is I've been seeing these numbers like 4.6 months of inventory, which is really low relative to longer term. And we have really low interest rates. There's other than the fact that consumers just don't have much faith in the future, there's no reason that they wouldn't be buying or building.
There's no supply of homes out there. We have people here in the office who have been looking for a home to buy for 6 months. They finally decided they're going to build one.
Right.
That's what's going on. Friends of mine have Bill and I are hoping to get the price they're asking for their homes, and they insist they are going to. That they were told that in the range of 800,000 and up homes in our area, the inventory is virtually zero.
Yeah.
They're just not around. And so, again, it's this high-end kind of stuff.
Right.
And we've got, less homes coming on the market from foreclosures.
Yeah.
They're dribbling out of the marketplace.
Right.
And as we know, we invest in real estate for ourselves and our clients. For our clients, we have seen prices rise significantly at the real low end.
Yeah.
And they've been eaten up by people who are buying them for investment purposes.
Right.
So we're ordinarily in the past, you might have said, boy, oh boy, that house sold for $180,000 and I can go buy it for $100,000. Somebody got in there with an all cash offer and bought it for $100,000.
Yeah.
And if you guys say, I got to put 20% down, I got to go.
Yeah.
You're out of the marketplace.
Right. Yeah.
The ADP jobs index, mortgage applications were up a little bit. That's a positive.
Right. Yeah. It's a refi. Seems to be still leading that. It's not so much the new
home. I don't know. Interest rates fell a little bit. For 4 weeks in a row, the interest rate on mortgages has fallen. It's 4.26. Bill, what was it when we refinanced last time? 3.25?
Yeah, I think we refinanced 3.5.
3.5. Mm-hmm. And it went a little lower after that.
Yeah.
But we had to wait 90 days before we refinanced and it popped up. So we got interest rates. You're right. Interest rates are fine.
Yeah.
It's the supply of homes out there, I think, that's going to be the slowdown in this doggone thing. And it takes a while to develop new property.
Right.
By the time you get,
One would think that would bode well for my property value.
Property values have gone up significantly.
But without a supply of new homes, then that's going to make the secondary market even tighter.
Well, the prices have risen. They've here in Kennesaw,
not quite enough for me to want to sell and move.
City of
I want my house to double in price, and I'm out.
City of Atlanta, 18% over the year. Cobb County, about 13% over a period of time. Kennesaw, about 11.5-12% increase in value. So we've seen increases in value across the board, and then of course certain areas have gone up much more because there's no supply.
Right.
And so it's a good time if you've been locked into your home and you'd like to move down in size. Somebody else, it's a big time to put your house up on the marketplace.
Sure.
A few things. Interest rates were pretty bumped a little bit last week.
They did.
They bumped just a little bit last week.
Right.
You talked about earnings already. Let's not go into the individual companies this week, because we're rolling quite long. But the market this week has really been unsettling.
It has. We did finally, middle of the week, get a couple of days back-to-back with some positives. It was down 56 bips over the last 5 days, though. And, we're sitting here where, in a new year where we expected significant growth, where the utilities are actually leading the charge. And it's probably because
we're 100% utilities. Are we 100%?
We made that move.
Okay, just making sure.
We're up 1.5%, Bill, and it was sort of a dramatic shift in our policy, going from never own a utility
to 100%.
Right. Utilities. It was just an idea. Yeah. Brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just one of those defensive.
So we're down 4% on the S&P.
We are. Okay. S&P's down.
What
4%.
Was the low? Did we get through 5?
We got to 7.
Yeah, we were about 7% below.
Why
yeah,
just going to 10.
So we
need to get to 10, or it's going to happen anyway.
Hey, listen, we averaged 5% drops three times a year. We didn't have any. We had one last year, didn't we?
I know, right. But we need that 10% drop.
I got money. That 10% is a average every year. And the last time we had one was 2011
We
had our debt downgraded, and we went down 16.1%. So what we're looking at
right
now.
And how often do we go down 15?
Every
2 years.
Right.
And
yeah.
20 every 3 years.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any of that.
Right. You can love the market going up, and
well,
who doesn't?
Generally, what happens is what ends a bull market is a recession.
Right.
And you generally have a situation, Bill, where after a 20% increase or more in a year, the market tends to go up the next year pretty solidly, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's
look at fourth quarter.
Buying opportunities. I want 20% decline between now and the 27th, and I want to recover 100% on the 28th.
Now,
why is that, Dr. Gene?
We're not going there. That would be called market timing, Bill.
I'm just telling you how I would like it to be. I don't want anybody to get wiped out or anything.
We all have dreams.
Well, we like the market up the last day of the month.
That's right.
That's when we bill. We don't care between the middle of the month. We don't care.
Right.
And honestly, you shouldn't care either.
No.
I mean, a month-to-month move, who cares?
Yeah.
Unless you're sitting on cash or you're thinking about selling, doing something stupid, then you should care.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I will be honest. I did have to make a contribution to my retirement plan, and I was hoping it might just be a little lower when I was buying.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
Keep buying every month like you're doing. Like everybody else.
I'm not stopping.
You know.
That's right. Yep.
Services index was up. Now, you know.
That's right.
And this is a good sign. We're a service market in 60% is services.
A little better than that. About 70%
of our
GDP is services.
Okay, so that's a good sign, and it was all across the board. It wasn't anything special that's in there.
Yeah,
jobless rates have held pretty steady.
Relatively steady. Had a little bit better promise in January, I guess. A little better news, but the longer term averages are still a little negative. Yeah. So
nothing big shown there. International trade is pretty much the same. It's gone up a little bit, goes down a little bit. But
right.
You know, all you needed is maybe an administration who said, "Let's export oil." They won't let people export oil. Do you know that?
Yeah, they won't. You have to have a permit.
You actually learned that here on this show.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. We were sitting here when they educated you.
You have to have a permit, and they haven't issued any new permits since the 70s. So yeah,
and you can export natural gas, and we are like crazy.
Exactly, and that's where we have a glut.
And Saturdays.
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm not even tuned in.
He's trying real hard to tune you out right now, Bill. In fact,
other big thing that is impressive is the productivity has jumped.
Oh yeah,
and that's always a good sign for the overall economy. But there's a problem with an increase in productivity. That is, I have to hire less workers than ordinary.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And so you do wind up with a kind of a stagnant job growth, and you have personal income issues at that point too.
That's right.
So. It doesn't necessarily help the economy that you're more productive.
Well, I am mixed on the economy. I do not see a recession, and but I just see just slopping along. I think that these last couple of quarters we've seen 3% increases.
Right.
Well, for the last four quarters we've seen build up in inventory.
That's true.
So right. We're going to have we're going to have a sell-off of inventory, not a big one, but we are, and that's going to slow the rate of growth down.
Right, and the other thing is we got corporations with loads of cash that should be able to, you know, once they do see some hope, start using that for capital expenditures, which could fuel a lot of growth in the economy. We're about 60% of the way through the earnings season, too, and I was just looking at some numbers, Gene. Looks like the sales surprise overall has been about 1%, and the earnings surprise about 5%.
Yep.
And then if you look at growth numbers, sales have actually grown, which is better than it was two or three quarters ago, but still the growth we're talking about is less than 1%, about 0.8%, and earnings growth about 9.75%. So, you know.
It's a mixed bag.
Exactly.
I need those figures to take with me, too, by the way.
Yeah. Figures?
The numbers. Figures. What's good here?
Oh, I love money talks. Dr. Gene learns something every day. We'll be right back.
I'm sitting at your feet.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.